You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back. We are in the studio. I'm watching Dre pick a wedgie, and I'm like, you good? You ready? You Gucci?
I was sweating. I was picking a wedgie, and she was like, you ready to go? And I said, I had a couple things, but I'm ready.
Anyway, if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. I'm Anna Roisman. This is my beautiful co-host, Andrea Lopez.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
How are we?
We are so good. I don't know what I just did. I turned into Courtney with you.
We are so... Sometimes I find myself turning into Chris, to be honest.
Wait, I got a request yesterday to do a run of Chris laughs. And I thought, yeah, I could do that. And
throw it up.
And I put it online. It's tanking on TikTok, you know. It's as if TikTok never saw me be Chris before. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah, we've been doing this. This is a thing.
Knock, knock, TikTok. It's fine on Instagram because I think people have no... They have no... attention span anymore. So like just a laugh like that like is like a great video.
People love it. Anything that's like quick cut and doesn't require much thought, people love.
Although can I tell you something I noticed on Instagram today? Yeah. You know, not to get deep into the drama of Instagram as we begin our episode, but a lot of you might know this too. So remember IGTV? That was
of
like...
Of course. Oh my gosh.
In the pandemic, it was like longer form.
Right.
So you could like post whatever on there and it was kind of in its own section and then they got rid of that.
Right.
Quick.
But... Real quick.
Yeah, I guess. I was the only one fucking using it. And because I would put my soup videos on there. And they all did very well on there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, at the time, I didn't know yet. I was trying to still be so funny that it was like, oh, right. And she's making a soup. So they're all like 4 or 5 minutes long. And then they disappeared, IGTV. And then it became series on your reels. Like you could have a series. So you could put like a series you know, Teresa clips or whatever. And you could make a series. You could do that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now... There's no series. So I have a highlight on my Instagram and someone today goes, hey, I'm looking for a chili recipe. I wanted to hit you up. I know you make chili. Obviously, she came to the right place. I've put out like 4 chili videos.
Obviously, I am the home of chili.
Here we go. I was like, absolutely, babe. I got you. Go to my highlights. You will see on my Soup Queen series.
Right.
I go, just to double check, they're all gone.
No.
I'm like, they're not even like... They're not even baked into my account. They just says not available anymore.
Wait, on your highlights?
On Instagram. Yeah. So like, you know, normally it would link you to the video or whatever.
Right.
I was like, oh my God. So Project Anna, I guess I have to recut all my soup videos from like, and like post them somehow. Something's weird.
It's not a glitch. You're telling me that they've just done away with the highlights?
Yeah. They're really punishing me. I haven't even gotten the new fonts yet. Have you gotten the new fonts?
I haven't gotten the new fonts.
Yeah, what did you do to Instagram, Anna?
I have been reported a couple times.
For the record, those fonts are trash, and I don't support anyone using that cursive one. They're all saying like, fall is back, PSL. If I see somebody write PSL in that font, I'll throw my phone.
Oh my God. I think Hilaria is holding me hostage. Honestly, I think she like report anytime I put out a Hilaria video, like somehow I get reported or, you know, some kind of warning.
We get punished.
Yeah, I get punished. And, even Billy Joel, my dog, has the new fonts. I was like, this is mean.
That's
I run that account.
Ridiculous. No, something ain't right.
They know I run that account.
Something ain't right here.
It's not cool. Yeah, I think it's like...
But I'm blown away. Now I want to check my highlights to see if... Because does it just... It's only if you post an old reel that deletes it? Or is it all the stories you've ever kept in a highlight? It's just...
No, I think it's just because they were like longer form IGTV videos.
Got it.
So I think... Because there's nowhere to find series anymore. I had all 15 soups. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. They're all gone.
I think that's a great feature. And I don't know why they would delete it.
I know. Anyway, if you're looking for a soup recipe, just DM me. I'm going to be posting some. I've been reshooting some. You know what I mean?
Because
times have changed. It's, you know, I got... My recipes have evolved.
Totally.
Thank you. Yeah. But so chili will be coming out soon. I actually found an unedited version. Like, do you find this on my computer? I had an unedited version of chili and I was from April. And I was like, perfect. I'll have to edit that and stick that out.
I love when you find free content. You go, oh my God, I shot this and never edited it. Perfect.
I found an edited video yesterday. You're going to love this because she knows that it pissed him off with our friend Chef Stu.
Oh my God.
I had edited... when he bought a Skims sweatshirt that he like put that we did a joke where that I brought him the Skims sweatshirt and he puts it on and I had it all edited and I was like, oh my God, I forgot I did this. I never exported it.
You know what?
I sent it to him. He goes, post it tomorrow. I was like, I'll post.
give me a minute. Right. You know, he's on that content. Like, he wants it. He wants it fast.
I know. That's why he does well, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
That's true. Anyway, how are you? Chef's how was your too. Week?
I was going to say, soup made me think of fall. And today was the first really, really big fall day.
Yeah, it was. It was chillier.
It was very chilly. I was on my way. My brother and sister-in-law and nephew were in town for that. They had a wedding this weekend. So they wanted to go to the Children's Museum. And I said, what
is the Children's Museum?
Morning. It's the Children's Museum of Manhattan.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it's up on the Upper East, and
it's cute. Of course, yes.
Of course it is.
I feel like I'd wear a mask if I walked in there. I feel like kids are just like snotting all around.
Yeah, probably. But we
like
get there.
Into preschool.
And the security guard was having this super, super loud conversation about a bitch that was like cheating on him. And he was like, I'm done with this. Like, you're thinking, why is he a security guard at the Children's Museum? I'm done with this. She cheated on me and she still wants child support. I'm out. And I was like, excuse me, sir.
Can we get tickets?
And apparently they're closed on Monday. So
no.
We ended up at the Central Park Zoo. You know, I love the Central Park.
Girl.
I say all that to say it was a very fall day.
That's a nice day.
It was a nice little morning.
How was the zoo? I've never been.
I'm going to tell you one thing. It's a very sad zoo.
Sad?
It's small.
It's a cute zoo.
It's very cute, but I feel very bad for the animals.
Basically, where is it?
All of them were sleeping.
Like, how far up?
It's 60th Street.
Yeah, we walked down, so 60th.
It's like right at the beginning. It's like the first entrance by my apartment on the east side.
Shit. Yeah. I've been to that part of the, I didn't even know there was a zoo.
Like right across from the Apple store, basically.
Oh.
I mean, it's just one big kind of square loop. Yeah. There's two snow leopards. They were totally zonked out because they're probably depressed. And the security guards just kept saying, they tired. They taking a nap. I was like, no, they're depressed.
Was your nephew impressed at least?
He liked the penguins. They were running around. But you know the movie Madagascar? I think it's all about the New York City Zoo.
Oh.
Or is it about the Bronx Zoo?
It could be. It's about one of them. I think it might be the Bronx Zoo.
Because
the Bronx
Zoo
is like the zoo.
Yeah.
The Central Park Zoo is like just a little thing for kids. There's like, I think there's a petting zoo part of it also.
I have like a very faint memory of going to the zoo as a kid, the Philadelphia Zoo.
Yeah,
big time.
That's a big zoo.
We used to go there too.
All I remember is they had these balloons that were like yo-yos. Does anyone else remember this?
The
and they like had a rubber band on them, and you could just like,
oh yeah,
you could just like, funk
yeah, them. Oh yeah,
slam these
I
balloons.
Love those.
If I'm wrong and that's a different place, someone correct me who's listening to this. But
no, I have a memory of
they
that.
They were like
as well.
big ass balloons that you could just like slam. I don't remember
anything
else
about the zoo.
Couldn't tell you anything else. I have like weird memories of childhood. Do you?
Just the slam.
I do. Like, I can't remember most of it.
Yeah. No, I really can't. I remember the really, really exciting things. Like really fun parks we used to go to. Hershey Park.
I remember the negative time.
Well, no, that too. If I was ever scared or I fell
in trouble,
or something in trouble.
Or, yeah.
I mean, obviously you remember panic because your body like reacts to it.
Yeah. But wait, you remember what's the most exciting thing you remember as a kid?
There was this place called Imagine That, and it's this huge fun house for kids. There was like a ball pit. There was this huge shopping center where you take shopping carts and you go and pretend like you're shopping. It was just
too.
It was like Bergdorf Goodman's now, but it was back then for kids. You
wow.
know?
Wow.
Like you're walking in.
You really picked a good analogy for me.
I did. I go, what's Anna going to love? It's walking into Bergdorf Goodman's.
But she knows her audience and it's me.
But you're 4 years old. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. You see the shoe wall and your eyes get big. And that was, oh my gosh. I remember that. You just get so excited for Imagine That.
That's fun.
Yeah. What about you?
I told you only negative times. I remember.
You remember the big ball snapper yo-yo
things. I remember that. I guess that was a good thing. I remember getting lost at, what was the like snowy Disney World place? Blizzard Beach. Do you remember Blizzard Beach in Disney World?
Yeah. It's a water park.
It was a water park, and
but
we
everything
went
was cold. Like it looks.
Yeah, it looks like
cold. That's cool.
I guess it's gone. I don't know if it still exists. Probably
no,
not.
No, it's there. Blizzard Beach is still there.
Blizzard Beach. Our
I worked there.
Well, guess what? You worked there?
I worked in Disney World. Yeah.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. You told me that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Way to one up my little Blizzard Beach moment.
No, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I was just confirming that it's
We're
still
like,
there.
Get off your high horse, Mickey Mouse.
Like,
what the
there.
Fuck?
Okay.
Hold on. Table that for 1 second because I have questions. Anyway, I went on the Lazy River, you know, the Lazy River with my whole family, but I was like six. So I was like old, you know, and I was like, peace out, bitches. I'm going to go on my own. And I guess they got out at some point.
No.
And I just kept going and never found them. Like 9 hours later, some security guard finds me. I hear my name over a loudspeaker. They were like looking for a kid or over a
You were still in the lazy river?
I was sitting on the side because I was like, all right, I'm done being in the water. Maybe this is why I don't like pools. And
My gosh.
Lost my family. Like, they got out. I guess they don't realize it's a fucking loop. You know? Whatever. They got out. Meanwhile, the security guard takes me over to, like, the restaurant area. My whole family's, like, fully eating, like, burgers and fries and, like, sitting there, like, having dinner. And they were like, we found her. No one was concerned.
I am shook.
It was, like, dark out. I was like, you left me at the fucking lazy river.
Were your parents not concerned at all?
I have no idea. Maybe they tell this story differently, you know? I'd like to imagine they do.
Because it sounds like they were just enjoying their little dinner. Slurping down a Slurpee.
Like, we have two other little kids we had to feed. Like, what do you expect us to do? Yeah,
Anna ruined their dinner.
What the hell? I showed up and I was like, I'm alive. Sorry.
I'm like, oh, great. You're back. That's crazy.
Anyway, I do remember that. I don't remember anything else.
Did you at least have fun in the lazy river?
You know, for a minute, but yeah. I think like those kind of, they're not really, they're pretty slow moving.
Yeah. After a while, you're like, okay, I've seen the loop
pruning,
a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Hands are pruning.
Wait, where did you work at Disney World? All right, we get five questions. Where did you work at Disney World?
I worked at the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Were you a character?
No, I wanted to be though. I called them and that was my plan. I was going to spend the fall, I asked them if I could be Prince Eric. I was like, people tell me I look like Prince Eric. I was thinking I would be Prince Eric. And they were like, you have to go to an audition and get cast. Did you do that?
You called Disney and said, I got you guys. I swear. Prince Eric.
I was
100%.
Like,
you had.
The balls.
Wow.
I was 22, yeah. And I was just basically like, people say I could do it. At that point, I had very symmetrical, angular facial features and dark hair. I was like, why not?
Did they think this was a prank call?
No, it was part of my interview. When you interview on the phone, they give you these, there's like five, you could work in food service, you could work
Mike
at a ride.
Like, screw that. Yeah, I'm obviously that. Prince Eric.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm Prince. Literally, that was the conversation. And they were like, well, you're around New York. You're between New York and Philly. There's open casting calls in both of those cities. Did you go and did you get cast? And I was like, no, I didn't know that's what you had to do.
That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Did you hook up with a princess?
It is a mess down there.
What does that mean?
Like, the incest is real. Like, everybody's hooking up with everybody.
So the thing is, there's
a secret full-on orgy and, like, you know, Belle is giving you like chlamydia.
Was it a Diddy freak off or was it a Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Should we make this a documentary?
There's something there for the Disney.
Mike is really tripped up about
this. It's college. So this is the thing. I was 22 when I was down there. Okay. And everybody there is like between the ages of 20 and 24, I guess.
And this is everybody who works there, like the roller coaster people, the people who are actually performing.
Right. There's the college kids that go if you're in the college program, that's one class of people. Then there's also the international kids that come over that are like also college age.
Yeah, they're
down. You get these people from Italy and Australia and France who just are like, you know, and the crazy thing is, so most of the guys that are down there are gay because it's like theater school. It's like that kind of vibe. So if you're a straight guy down there, so I had five.
You're a hot commodity,
big time. So you like on our building.
Try working at an all girls camp. Your ego will grow.
It is. It's literally the same thing.
First of all, they shouldn't be hiring men for all girls camps. That's
male staff.
Now the bunkles. That's unhealthy.
No.
That's a recipe for disaster. Actually,
no, it's good.
Definitely a recipe for disaster. But I mean,
no. Okay.
But yeah, my Cinderella lived across the hall from me.
This is not real.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
She was from Colorado. She was very hot.
Did you tell her that you were
from Colorado.
Wrongly hired? You were meant to be Prince Eric? You're like, I am your sister.
I've told people the story where I was like, I thought that I would just be a Disney prince and people would laugh at me. But
you're like, do you want to role play? Because I got Prince Eric in the bag, honey.
Did you ever get with Cinderella, Cindy?
We were trying and it never like it never ended up happening. Like, we were never in the same place at the same time.
Mike literally goes like this. We were trying and it never worked.
There was interest there, but it didn't pan out. But I hooked up with a girl that used to wear the Mickey Mouse costume.
Oh.
Because she's short, so you have to be a certain height to wear.
Right.
So I did hook up with Mickey Mouse.
What a turn on, huh? Those
ears. Wait a minute. Those was she ears. Minnie Mouse or was she Mickey Mouse?
I think she did a couple of those characters, yeah.
Got it.
And then there was
that's wild.
Weird. It was also the first time that I ever dated somebody who was like, I dated this girl from Alabama for a window. We were like kind of hooking up and we were out one night hanging out and she was like, you know, we could never be we could never get married or anything, right?
Why?
And I was like, why? She's like, because you're Italian and that would like ruin my grandparents wouldn't like that. My children wouldn't be blonde and like whatever. I was like,
whoa.
Are you kidding? Whoa. It was the first time there are these people from all over the country, Nebraska,
right.
Alabama, like all these places where they have never, like I was ethnic to them, like in a way. Where,
wow.
Dre, you would have been.
Oh, another level.
Yeah. People would have been like,
we can't even talk to you.
Mexican. Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But also, life was crazy in the 70s, Mike, you know? It was crazy back then.
I know.
Okay, wow. I feel like we just went to Disney World and now we're back.
It was a wild 6 months of my life. That's a crazy story.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wild.
You learn something new every day, guys. You really do.
You really do.
All right, let's take it back to the present day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a big week. We went to some events.
We did have events. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did some TV events. I went to the Roni premiere party, got to interview Jessel. It's always funny because you ask them like, what can you tell us? You're like, you'll have to watch.
Yeah,
you know,
they're not spilling anything.
They're not supposed to. Bravo's very tight-lipped. They sign a bunch of paperwork. So they're like, I can't say. So, you know, you do some silly games with them. I asked her.
They were really into that Apple theme I saw from your Instagrams and others.
Were very into it. They called it the Orchard.
The Orchard.
So there was a lot of Apple props and it was very much a interactive, you walk through this big orchard field that they made and created, and it's like a slow-mo walk. And then there was like, you know, this picture where you're holding apples. So very, very much like they just want you to know that this is an event and, you know, we're meant to take videos and everything. Who was like the, it was really cool to see Rebecca Minkoff in person, and I was wearing a Rebecca Minkoff bag.
Oh.
But her PR people were very tight with who they were allowed to talk to. So there was a whole line of us getting questions.
Crazy.
You know, there was People and then there was Bravo TV, obviously. And so she was going to the major outlets.
Yeah.
And then Brynn showed up. Let me just say, I was wearing heels and I'm tall with heels. I'm 5'11 with heels. Brynn was 6'1".
Wow.
The girl is tall.
That's cool.
Her ass is perfect. She had this furry, it was almost this like felt, not felt, but like this woven cashmere / wool dress. She was a vision.
She's so pretty.
Freaking vision. And her it was a backless dress. It went all the way down right above her crack. And it was stunning. The body was unreal. And then, of course, Uba was so, so tall. Uba was the sweetest and she talked for so long. I loved talking with Jessel.
That's fun.
And I asked her about Pavitt. And I said, is Pavitt, because you know, in the first season, Pavitt wants to go travel to get a banh mi sandwich.
Yeah, to Vietnam.
Vietnam. And everybody has this issue. They go, why would Pavitt want to go alone? And she's like, I don't know. He wants guy time, you guys. He wants a banh mi sandwich.
He wants some miles.
He wants some miles. Like, what's wrong with that?
Delta miles.
The women were very sus about this. They thought this was sus. But yeah, she was like, he's really into, what did she say? She said some sandwich, but I got to post that video. So content's coming out of that. and that was great. And then I got to talk to Drew Barrymore this week because I was doing an interview with her for this app.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
You guys will see it. Drew is talking about size.
The nicest person ever. And little.
It's little. It is not. Have you met her
before? Yeah. I worked with her on that movie.
Oh my God. That's right. How is she? No, it's not okay. How kind. It's doesn't make sense with the history that she's had.
I think she's just so peaceful. And she like really found herself that she's just like,
emulates
like just peace. Joy.
Yes.
Emits joy. Yes. Thank emulates you. Radiates joy.
Radiates. Glows.
Thank you. I couldn't find my words.
I was really going for emulates, but that one is more making an impression. Yeah. Like, yeah. Emulating something. She was just the kindest person. I don't think her touch was therapeutic.
Yeah.
It was unreal. And I asked her, they all, oh my gosh, they were so tight with the time. They made me put an alarm on my phone. And I asked her, about doing an impression. So I have to edit that video, but great, great work week. And
that's fun.
Yeah. It made me excited about content again. I've really just been, I posted this video that went kind of viral on Instagram and it was just me holding like this limp McDonald's fry. And that one went big. And I was like, is this what people want? Just 2 seconds of just a funny little character. And it is. And I was like, that's what I'm just going to start doing. But it was fun to, you know, exercise, interview questions and make content and be responsible for all this content. I'm back in the game, babes.
That's great. Congrats. Yeah. That's really cool.
Thank you. Enough about me. How was the premiere party you went to?
I went to the Golden Bachelorette. It wasn't a premiere. I mean, I guess it was the day before it came out. It was a tea party.
It looked beyond.
It was very cute. It was a tea party. It was small.
Yeah.
It was a very small, intimate thing. You know, I go hard for Bachelorette. Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Golden Bachelor sent me their sweatshirt last year, but now that's kind of tarnished because we found out that Gary wasn't like, you know, an all-American boy.
Yeah.
The lies. Joan was there. Some other Bachelor Nation people were there. I got to meet Joan. She's so kind and sweet. Like you know, again, they can't say anything. So I'm like, God, I hope this woman finds like the love of her life because she's just so chill and normal. Like she has 4 kids. She has grandchildren. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what was that like for you? And she was literally like, well, you know, it was kind of crazy because we were like shooting.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then we wrapped and it was sort of like, I don't know. I went back to work on Monday and like, I've been working. And then she's like, and this is a press week. So this is a crazy week. But yeah. She's like,
but other than that,
you know,
it's so weird. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. And she got to do, this was funny. We played like some game and ABC, Disney, hello, really knows how to throw down, I will say, for their events. They did an amazing job and like they had, so we played some like, it was almost like a bridal shower kind of, you know, it felt like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And we played some game where you had to write down on a card like your ideal date for Joan, and she got to pick three. And the three that she picked got tickets to Aladdin that week, like on Broadway, like free tickets to Aladdin, because ABC set her up. She was doing a guest star spot in the Aladdin on Broadway show where she was playing like the fortune teller in a scene.
That is so cool.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
She was like, I get to make my Broadway debut and do all these fun things. Like she was just so grateful for it. And like, it was really cool. And like, she had such a sad story, you know, like to go on the original show. So it was fun.
Is she in her 60s or? I mean,
yeah, she's like 61, 62.
Isn't it incredible? That's such an exciting time in her life.
Yeah.
And that's probably when she was, I don't know, 4 years ago, she probably had no idea that she'd be doing this and would be on Broadway.
Yeah.
How
she's
cool
just
is that?
Like, you know, I think when you go through, like her husband died of pancreatic cancer after 33 years of marriage. And that's, I think, insane. When you go through something like traumatic like that, like you have this new appreciation for life and you can tell she is just like just taking it all in. And she looks hotter than she ever did. She's hotter than fucking half the girls on regular Bachelorette. You know what I mean? Which confirms you get hotter as you get older. You know what I mean?
God bless.
I ask Jared every day. I'm like, I'm a day older. Am I hotter? Do I look better? I lifted heavy weights today, you guys. I'm like, I'm working on it.
It feels good. I mean,
don't laugh. Okay. I did 25s.
25s? Dumbbell 25s?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thanks, guys. Anna? I just had to brag. I'm sorry.
Are you doing shoulder presses or are you doing curls?
That person who hates me on this podcast is like, actually, I like her again. She's benching, lifting 20.
Yo, I'm not kidding. 15 is a lot. Are you doing 25s?
I'm doing 20. Well, today I did 25. I usually do 20s, but today I was like, Anna, okay, you could do it.
You're inspiring me. I've been
get on that 25.
I've been a baby little back bitch over here with my 15s.
Well, you can do 25s. It. If you can do 15, you can do 20. And then once do 20, you're like, wait, I could do 25.
For sure.
I don't know. You know, I had a bad week other than the Golden Bachelor premiere. Oh, I saw another play on Broadway. You know, I got my theater updates.
Oh, of course. We got to do Anna's theater hour.
We really do. I see as much theater as I can. I saw The Hills of California.
I saw your review. It looked 10 out of 10.
I highly recommend this show.
I've never even heard of this.
So it just transferred here from London.
Yeah.
It was only on the West End from March to June. Okay.
Okay.
Very short time. And then they immediately like found out, oh, we're transferring to Broadway. So all the actors in it are, most of them are like UK actors. There's some Irish actresses. Really no one's like a name from New York City or anything. No one's like a fucking like movie star that you would know. I mean, some of them are in TV shows that we watch and everything. A lot of them they're really good. But this show, just like acting alone was like mind blowing.
Wow.
These women are so fucking good. And there's this one actress. And so it, I'm going to say it like jumps like from the 70s or from the 50s to the 70s kind right. of like mm-hmm. it jumps up and down. And it's a 3-hour play and it's three acts.
3 hours.
Yeah. And it's about these four sisters whose mom was like fucking delusional and thought they'd be like the Andrews sisters. Like they would be like Whoa. A, you know, like a vaudeville act, like yeah. a singing act. And so it bounces from like them growing up with their mom to like them as adults.
Kind of some flashbacks in there.
It's, I like that. Yeah, it's just both times yeah. or whatever. And it's, and they're like the, it's, I'm not ruining anything, but the mom is sick in the present okay. day. So they all like kind of reunite. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
and,
right.
It's so good. And there's this wow. one woman who plays the mom and she also plays one of the sisters. I'm not yeah. ruining it because you open the playbill and you know that, but right. she plays two roles and they're right. so different that you're just like, this woman is a fucking chameleon. Like she's so Incredible. Good at like, you know what I mean? Yeah, they're just yeah. such different characters and different time periods and different right. accents even because she like lives in LA. Like it's just like, it was wild. I was just, I know.
Could be a dream role for us.
It was really good. Yeah. I had a really hard, I'm going to be totally honest. I had a really hard week, like mentally, like I really need some like knock on wood, some like jobs and some right. work. And I just, right. I had my period. I was like, and everything could go wrong. Yeah. Like did like, mm-hmm. it wasn't a good week. And so like, I love losing myself like in a good play. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, and it happened. You know what I mean? Like yeah. I really needed to just zone out for fucking 3 hours and I did. And it was good. Like up until the curtain, like Jared was probably like, she is so miserable. Like what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that like soothes me. That's like good therapy for me.
You got lost in the theater.
I did. And I don't mean to say it like obnoxiously. I like needed it. You know what I mean?
No, that did not sound obnoxious at all. That sounded amazing.
But it was so good. I was like, oh, right. And I love seeing shows where you're like, it doesn't need to have a big name actor or a huge. I mean, it is Sam Mendes directing. And the guy who wrote The Ferryman, they both did that together. So it was like, it's a good team, obviously. Right, but right. it was just like, it was refreshing. Anyway, go see The Hills of California.
You sold it beautifully. I will see it.
You'd love it. It's really good. It.
Anything with like, with just really good acting. What are you laughing about?
I will see it.
I will see
Listen,
it.
Listen, I'm a good fucking theater critic influencer.
She is. She's got me you to are. See a couple of shows. I'll be honest.
There you go. I think we need to take a quick break, right? We've caught up
quite a lot. We'll be right back.
And we're back. And I failed before, but I have to say, if you're listening to this podcast, you're in the LA area or San Diego area, October 24th and 27th. I am coming out there. I am performing. Please come. Please come and say hi. That's it. That's all I got. Anyhow.
She's got an incredible show. Come out.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. And, you know, I want to meet you. So come. Tickets are on my Instagram. You can literally just click, click, click. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, we have to talk about some pop culture breaking hardcore news. Diddy hath been arrested.
Diddy is in custody. I like saying that.
I gotta say, though, like, the headlines every, like, 6 hours are, like, annoying at this point. They're like, here's what Diddy's eating while in jail. Like, who gives a fuck?
No, literally. The ones about the baby oil were the most distressing to me, and also how many people are involved.
Yeah, and people are saying it's like more intense than what's his name, Epstein.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, this is like bigger than we all think, and like all these old interviews, clips are popping up. I know we're gonna go into Kardashian world in a little while, but I don't know if you saw like. There was like some old clip from the show that Khloe's talking about, like who she saw naked at like the party. She's like a teenager, you know what I mean? But right. like obviously their family was like on TV and they were already like in the pop culture zeitgeist. And it's like, it sounds all so inappropriate. And all these photos of all these other celebrities, like at the white parties
that
he used to throw in the Hamptons, right?
Like, yeah. No, everything that's coming out, there's even songs where it's clearly addressing everything. And the reason why he wasn't got caught because he was so big and so powerful. And he would blackmail these people, get them drunk, get them high, and then would record them doing these horrendous, like insane sexual acts. And that's what you're using? Ew.
Gross.
The only, I'm just so disgusted. I keep on reading stuff and I'm like,
it's weird it's happening now too, because now he's like an older dad. You know what I mean? Like, he's at an age where it's like,
he's 55.
You know, it's weird. It's really weird. And seeing all these people in these photos, you know, they're like probably getting questioned or, you know, hit up. Like, you see like Leonardo DiCaprio and Sarah Jessica Parker and like all these fucking people in these photos with him.
Pictures coming out of these parties look insane.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how Cassie did it for 10. I think she was under his control for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, when you have money like that, you can't control everyone around you, unfortunately.
And
like,
I mean, not even just the money. He ran the fucking record industry. You know? If you're Cassie and you're in this position where you're just like, if I don't do what this guy says, my career is over.
Then her career was over, though. Isn't that so crazy? Is that while she was dating him, it completely, she disappeared. She vanished.
It's sad.
Recovering from the abuse. I'm disgusted by him. I can't stand him.
It's sad because it's like, if he, I always wonder too, like if he hadn't become so fucking successful, would he have still been that kind of a monster? You know what I mean? Like taking advantage of women and people like that? And, or did the money like make him, give him that kind of ego where he could fucking do whatever he wanted? And he was like,
Yeah, it's tough. It's a chicken or the egg scenario.
I know.
You know? But it also does, as a guy, it does make you think back to like, I thought Diddy was cool, you know?
Sure. We liked his music. We grew up on that.
Like the bad boy era and everything like that.
He dated J-Lo. Are you kidding?
J-Lo's in crisis mode, apparently.
What?
She's trying to cover, like, not cover up things, but she is worried that certain things will come out. Because they dated. She was, like, one of the first, there was, like, the big relationship.
Right. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if she's worried about stuff that might come out from 20 years, like, they were dating in the 90s, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, man. It does suck. It makes you go like, damn, I liked this guy. I thought he was like cool. And now
I think that video, the apology video was really the nail for me, you know? That was oh, he's not cool. Listen to this fucking guy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 50 Cent though has been working on a documentary for the last 10 years.
Oof.
Compiling all of these things about Diddy
Is that really true?
It's and he sold it to Netflix. Like he has been waiting and bidding and all of these streaming platforms. And the times have happened. But they've always had beef. And so now everybody's like 50 Cent is coming out on top. Like he's so petty about this, but he's not being petty because everybody's going to want it. Is dying to see this documentary.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy that it's unfolding before our eyes. And the fact that he wanted he wanted to get bailed out for $50 million and the government said no. And I've been watching that these press conferences are having, and the feds are literally using Diddy's terminology. Like them saying "freak off" is wrong.
Yeah,
why are you using Diddy's terms?
No, that "freak off" is like
it's like the worst. Like what? It's literally a police officer dressed in full police uniform, and he's like, "There was reportedly 15 freak offs between this area, this time, and this time." The freak off that occurred. What?
Well, what do you call them?
Gives him clout,
like, a sex party, an orgy. Yeah. Why are we saying?
Because a sex party is not necessarily illegal.
But with depending on who's there and like with
a freak off is a term that you would see on Urban Dictionary.
I know.
Why are we using that?
I've never heard freak off as an orgy.
But I guess he's calling them freak offs, right?
Tea party. Guess
they have to it's but see that's the distinction. Because these things are like, they're like frisky, but they can be innocent between consenting adults.
Right, right.
A freak-off, by what we're learning is the definition, is this coordinated, organized, like...
assault, a sexual assault on people.
Mm. Right. Sex trafficking party. What, you know, what? So I guess how else do you say it? You might as well just use his term, you know?
It was weird. Laughable.
I get it, but it almost
was the level of an SNL sketch because they just kept on saying freak off. And I said, okay, but are we really using this term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your freak off.
Get
your
freak
off. That's Missy Elliott. But yeah, you get it.
It's tragic. I just hope that he serves like 15 life sentences. He's on suicide watch.
Yeah. He's probably like, oh shit, they caught me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Also, how do you live in such a public life and not think you're going to get caught? Like you have to be delusional.
Dude, your ego gets out of control, I bet. To that be that famous and that rich and that influential, you just assume that you can do whatever, you know?
Did he still produce music? Like I really haven't heard about P. Diddy in the last.
I know.
I don't even know.
What name does he go by these days in jail?
Like Sean John Combs.
Does he? Has it? Have we come full circle?
The one the government has.
Yeah. The one the government. Sean John Combs. Sean, we're back to that. John the OG.
Wow.
Wait, SJC.
SJC.
SJC, not to be confused with SJP. SJP.
Wow.
Was she in those photos?
Yeah.
Her and Matthew Broderick. You know, New York icons, right? New York 90s icons. I mean,
Cat Williams has been talking about this shit for a long ass time. Like, Cat Williams is like, I've been to P. Diddy parties. You don't want to walk in the wrong room. I've seen it all. Yeah.
That's how so
crazy.
Nuts, man.
That is
it's
really
nuts
crazy.
That everybody talks about it. And then, but it takes forever to reprimand and like catch these people. Where he was found was in Central Park.
No.
He was sunbathing in Central Park.
No.
And they arrested
not.
Him in Central Park.
Are you serious?
So serious.
Just if fucking free balling it in Central Park.
Like, what? Sounds like me on Saturday.
Favorite place? Was he at the zoo?
I don't know.
Could you imagine just being like a runner or like a person walking through Central Park and go, you see them arrest P. Diddy?
Somebody had to see it. Yeah.
That's a typical day in New York.
I want to like find that person, you know, like, hi, dear TikTok. I am looking for the person who saw them arrest Diddy. Like, what was that like? That's a story for a podcast. There you go. That's so wild.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, now that our childhood's been ruined again, which keeps happening. Like, did this happen to our parents' generation? No, where like everything they grew up with is all of a sudden just fucking ruined. Like, you know, because for a good reason, but it's just like, I feel like every year we're like, oops, lost another thing, memory.
That's so true. We're just finding more and more stuff out and it's just depressing.
Yeah. You know, the internet really brought it out.
Millennials just got it rough. Or do we say that too much?
I don't know, but I think it's true. I think we have to say it, you know?
Yeah.
Millennials got it rough area.
We're the in-between generation.
Ugh, whatever.
Gen Z is like prepared for the cynicism of the world.
Yeah.
Where I think that we were not.
And
we
boomers are just so fucking aloof.
Yeah.
And they like have their routine and they have their money and they put all their shit in stocks and they're like, we're set for life. Like, we're fine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, not to ruin our childhood even more, but I'm going to make us all feel old right now. Octomom. Octomom is now a grandmoctomom.
That is. Now tell me this, though. Is it the kids in the octo group?
I don't know. Just that her son had a kid and now she's a grandma. And I was like, huh?
Octomom? Nadia.
I feel like I remember when Octomom had the babies.
The babies. Me too. Those graphic photos of her belly.
Right? And we were all like, ew, that science is fucked up.
Yeah.
And now she's a grandma. You know? It's I look insane. At like John and Kate plus eight. Those kids are fucking like running like law firms now. They're like old.
John and eight plus eight. John and eight, whatever is.
Kate.
John and Kate plus eight. It's such a mouthful of, I can't even say it. But those kids are getting emancipation. They're like, they want a lawsuit about their mom.
Yeah.
Craziness. The Octomom thing, she had kids before. And that's what was so shocking is like, she not only had four kids or something, but then she wanted a bunch more.
Wait, she had kids before the eight?
Yeah. I think she had a set of twins maybe. And then the woman loves birthing multiple babies in one.
She is. So does Jared with our dogs.
Yeah. Jared with those. Oh my God. When you take pictures of Jared, he's just fully just in love.
He loves them.
He really does. No, but that does make me feel old. That's probably the oldest. I'm not ready for that.
I think that should be a segment on the show, Want to Feel Old.
Want to Feel Old.
Because we've done it a couple times. You know, like Sophia Grace having a second baby.
Come on now. Come on.
Want to Feel Old? I feel like I'm young enough to be like her kid's babysitter. Like, I'm a teenager still.
Same. I keep on thinking it. Yet I'm continually getting wedding invites. And I go, we're still doing this? I'm not there yet. Hold on.
Jay, you've had a good dry spell of like no weddings, I feel
I
like.
I have. Why did I say the word?
Yeah, it's
I don't
been
know.
Like 3 weeks.
I was going to say, I was like, I feel like you have not had a wedding in a couple months or weeks or whatever.
It has been nice. It has been nice.
But they're rolling in now?
No, the dry spell is continuing. It's slowing up.
That's good.
Wait, quick big wig sports news. I just forgot.
Oh my God. Of course.
Nick went to the Indiana Colts versus Bears. He was very upset the Bears lost.
I'm so sorry.
But I did see, I almost fell in love. I almost proposed myself to Tommy DeVito, who's the New York Giants quarterback. Well, he's the rookie quarterback, right? Rookie?
No, but he's a quarterback for the
Giants.
He's
a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he brought him in. He was rookie. And then right? Was it his first year and they brought him in because somebody, the quarterback got injured?
That was last year.
Anyway.
Tommy DeVito?
He's Italian on the Giants. He's on the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a rookie.
anymore.
Correct.
Once was a workie.
Once was.
And now.
Okay. So I was at San Gennaro Festival and.
Good Lord.
And he came to the big Italian, you know, Nick works with all the Italians in this like growing up Italian podcast and he knows the guy. So Tommy came and they went and they. He walked around San Gennaro. If you know San Gennaro, this big Italian feast,
it's so busy.
Packed.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you, the New York Giants quarterback, is gonna go walk down these streets.
Was it crazy?
Like, well, we walked, if you walk behind the vendors, you don't see as many people. So we walked behind and went to this like famous Mott's truck. But I shook his hand and I was like, hey.
Lost your words.
I he's tall, he's Italian, his eyes are green, and I was like, hey. And then Nick was recording all the content.
Oh, no. And he's like, what's this video of my girlfriend just fucking drooling? And
no. Nick was not recording me. Nick went to go record Tommy, like walking around with the guys because Nick does like content for them. And so I was like, my boyfriend is taking a video of you, but you're hot. You're amazing.
You should be like, I don't know that guy taking a video.
Oh, him? No.
Never met.
Never met him. Yeah, he was beautiful.
Love that for you.
Love that for me. But that's not really about sports, but it's about a quarterback who's beautiful.
Sports, I will say the Jets won, and that was...
That's right.
You know, Jared
big for Jared.
A great mood. Yeah. He was big for Jared. So...
Are you trying to go to a game?
A Jets game?
Any game.
I've never been to a professional football game.
They're not good.
Really?
It's not football's, a fun game.
Isn't it embarrassing to say when you're from Philadelphia? Like, literally, like, everyone I know had, like, season tickets to the Eagles, and I was like, I've never been to an Eagles game.
I want to go to an Eagles game.
I would go to a game.
Yeah,
I would go to a game. Yeah, I like games. Like I like going to like basketball. Baseball is kind of boring.
NHL. But a hockey game NHL, is the yeah. game to go to.
Really?
Yeah. NHL's the
okay.
best.
I've been to a hockey game before.
Let's get a Knicks sponsorship. No, sorry, not Knicks. The Rangers.
Let's get the game right.
The Rangers?
Yes. Yeah, the Rangers.
Hell yeah, bro! Let's get Rangers sponsorship. I know the names. Okay, I know
you do.
The names, and we want to get sponsored, and we want to go to a Rangers game.
Okay, I'm so down.
That would be
I
fun.
Love sporting events, you know, mostly for the food.
Yeah, the food yeah. and the drink.
The food, the drink, the vibes, the you know, the cheers. Like, yeah. It's always a fun experience, unless they're losing, and then it's a little depressing, you know?
Then not as good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's I wanted to talk a little bit about what we're watching. I do feel like the world is saturated with too much television right now.
It is.
I'm going to go with a little TMT. You know what I mean? Because people are like, are you watching this? Are you watching this? Did you watch this?
It really is. I'm overwhelmed.
It comes and goes fast.
Yeah.
I just asked you right before, did you watch Perfect Couple?
Which, that's another buzzy one that I've been hearing everybody talk about. I have not watched it.
You know, I'd say it's not good. Like, I had to watch it because it's a mystery. You know what I mean? It's right. like, and there's a murder. So once you start it, you're like, all right, well, who fucking did it?
Right, of course.
I have to find out the ending. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just like wasn't satisfying for me. It was kind of funny. It's like, I don't think it was like a good show. So it was like funny in a way to watch. Like we were like, really? This would never, you know, and you can be like, this would never happen in real life.
That's what bothers me about some shows.
Yeah.
The one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I didn't see that one. See, that was another one that I was like, I gotta watch. What was it called? Yeah.
That's why I said his name because I couldn't remember the name of it.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, he's a lawyer.
Yes.
And that is another one where the ending is a little hard to believe.
Yeah.
Would it really happen? I don't know. So I'm with you on that.
And then I was gonna say, I really want to watch the Menendez brothers.
Me too. Me too.
Because I like the Ryan Murphy American Crime Story shows.
Yeah.
I do. But there's drama with this show, which I love already. It's making me want to watch it more. That Eric Menendez, I think it was Eric, came out with a statement from jail that his wife put out.
Which is crazy. Yeah, I didn't know about this.
Saying like, Ryan Murphy got it wrong. You know, this is embarrassing. All of the facts in this are wrong. Like they just did this to make like drama, but it's like, it's, you know, it's hurting us. Like we're in jail. Like it's not.
Yeah. But wrong in what way? They made them look more evil or.
I don't know.
The abuse that they endured. I'm curious to know like what exactly was wrong.
I don't exactly know what it was. I haven't watched it yet or anything, but I love that came out. And then right away, Kim Kardashian goes to the prison to yeah. see him with one of the actors from the show.
Which is crazy.
And Chris, and it said Chris and Chloe were also in attendance. And like, she went to go talk about prison reform because she probably is, you know.
She's big into that.
Yeah. And she probably does think that they don't deserve life. Like,
yeah.
they did have a shit ass childhood and like, that was their way out. And yeah. I think we were just talking about this before the podcast. Like, times have changed. You know, you look, you could put this story up against Gypsy Rose Lee, who yeah. also killed her mom.
Who is now thriving out of jail,
having a baby, living her life,
got a series. She's done so much in a year, more than I've done in my life. Like, that's how busy Gypsy's been. Gypsy's been busy.
Like, I don't think the Menendez brothers are going to get out of jail and become like influencers or anything.
Right.
But it is a weird story. And every time I've seen it, like on TV, you know, yeah. I've seen the Lifetime movies. I've seen like documentaries. Like, there have been lots of 2020 episodes, whatever it is. I do feel like, why did they go to jail? Like,
I feel it's wrong as well.
Yeah, why did they go to jail? Like, they were clearly, they didn't know how to get out. They were yeah. like boys at this time, or teenagers or whatever.
And you know that they would never kill another person. Like, they don't want to kill people. It's just that they were so trapped and so abused.
Yeah.
Isn't that considered self-defense at a certain point?
I know. I don't know. I'm curious now to see this show to see yeah. like, because
what it exactly was like.
And I could see why it would piss you off if you're like, well, that didn't fucking happen.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, any of these stories that come out, they're going to dramatize it a little bit right. for television. But
completely.
But God bless Kim for going. Kimmy Stimmy, getting there.
Kimmy Stimmy is so busy. She just like exhausts me, you know? I just find it funny that Kim Kardashian, you know, who's like so... has been so sexualized in the past, is now showing up to prison talking about prison reform.
You know, lawyer
talk,
Kim.
Talk about just changing it up. You
I
know?
Will say after what I feel like I agree with her on a lot more, having watched that documentary yeah. Daughters that I told you about, because mm-hmm. like just the statistics of like these guys who went through this therapeutic program,
yeah.
like how, you know, how much better off they are than right. just being like rotting away in prison and like being treated like a piece of shit for the rest of your life. Like it, yeah. there is, you know, mental health is like, people do know how to like give you help and therapy and, you know, you can grow, but I don't know.
I was reading an incredible article, not to get like super, super deep, but it was about this guy.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre here checking in.
Dr. Dre, PhD, give it to us.
This man has completely turned his life around. He was incarcerated multiple times because he used to have a drug problem and he would steal in order to get the drugs. And so there's this new, in two states, there's this new study that helps. It's like therapy for these people who've had traumatic brain injuries. And when he was about 9 years old, he got into a really bad car crash. Mm-hmm. He had a terrible upbringing, 4 kids, abused by his dad. And he got into a really bad car crash and hit his frontal lobe. And they're finding a whole series of like the same type of head trauma. And it connects to people like then getting addicted to drugs and falling into a really bad way of life. And so they found ways to, through therapy, finding their triggers.
Mm.
And he's totally changed his life around. And now he works in that state helping the same people that have experienced that are incarcerated and wrongfully. I mean, they've done really bad things, but they all found this similar bad thing that happened in their childhood or early adolescence where they're hit, they have traumatic like brain injuries and they're no longer able to control their responses. Like they get super, super angry.
Yeah.
It all matches. And how crazy is that?
That's crazy.
Head injuries and it all matches, but they only have it in like 2 states that are now allowing people to like go into these therapy yeah. sessions. Like
programs.
Right. And it's incredible. And then that's I look nice. At Eric, you had, the other football player who ended up going to jail and then he died. There's a documentary coming
Aaron
out.
Aaron
Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
He is the one that you think about like football players. He had severe head trauma.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's all. I'm sure there's something there.
Crazy.
But that's wild. I don't know. Dr. Dre out. Thank you.
Wow. Honestly,
deep.
Applause. I love.
Thank
demure.
You.
Another, so demure.
More heads that we should examine are the Mormon wives. You know, we need to examine what's really going on there.
I know. I'm like, how much am I going to watch of this show? Because
we both
are a little bored.
That the amount of time we're looking on our phone, it just says, you know, there are certain parts where I find funny, but I really want to do, I was talking about this with our friend Jordan. We all want to do like a series of Mormon wives spoofs.
Yeah.
Because it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
these girls are popping off talking about vibrators and they're like, oh my God.
I've seen people doing videos and I'm like, yeah. Oh, we should do a video. Yeah. It'd be fun if we all do it.
They, oh yeah. And they all kind of look the same because they all have the same lip injections.
And the same hair extensions. The hair extensions of it all.
The hair extensions of it all. It all looks the same. Just
it makes
shades.
Me want to be Mormon. I'm like, wait, I can get hair extensions I'm Mormon?
But your hair looks bomb, girl.
Yeah.
What, you know what is interesting to me is that they're so against drinking and smoking and they only drink soda for like instead of drinking alcohol, but they're allowed to get all these injections and like completely change up their face.
Right. And like fuck other people.
Right.
Husbands.
Which I'm finding, have you been finding on the show? Because we've watched a couple episodes, which I thought I only watched one. Apparently I've watched three, but they all blend in together.
Yeah, they do.
But it doesn't seem like any of these women have been swinging. And Taylor totally fabricated that.
I mean, got them a TV show.
Like, it did.
She did have a plan, I think.
Who do you side with, though? When the girls are all having a sit down, you know, they're always like going to meet each other and getting like boba tea. And they're like, so I don't really trust you.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. And Taylor, you lied about us. And then Taylor's like, you're welcome. I made your careers.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? You wouldn't even be on this show if it wasn't for me.
For TV, I like Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean,
The tea follows her.
Without her, though, you know.
Without her, we never would have been done.
Reality show, you know, like, it's funny because it's like she's the only one who had the drama on the first episode.
Seriously. The whole like alcohol when she drank and then she was yelling at each other and she was arrested. But it is funny, though, when she lists out everything that she's done. She's like, you know, after the swinging things and being arrested and having a baby and a miscarriage. And she's like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
You've been through it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. And I just love how the girls are like, you know, I'm just like so excited to get back into making content because we haven't seen each other in a while. And like, it's such an important part of my life. Like, we just talk about these TikToks, like it's everything.
Right.
And I'm like, girl, you dancing for TikTok.
The content is literally like Montana Boys content. Like, it's like, let's stand in a line and like maybe dance.
And shake your little booties. And it's
so funny.
It is fun to watch, but they just are acting like they're a Scorsese film and they've created a masterpiece.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, girl, this ain't no Leonardo DiCaprio production. What is it? You know? We're going to take a quick break.
So an article, Time Out, you know, the famous Time Out, famous publication.
Yes.
Came out with a list of the worst cities to date in. And New York City landed at number one. L.A. number two.
Oof.
Philadelphia number three.
Girl, this is all of you.
Literally. And I just felt like it's funny because I kind of don't understand how New York is number one because.
Yeah.
Oh, Anna.
No.
Are you kidding?
Can I say this?
Let her say her piece because I might agree with her. I think I do.
New York, you can literally walk out your door and there are tons of people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Here's the thing. There are a lot of people. And I think people are people also have an ego in New York and they put their standards way, way up high.
Right.
Or they put, you know, like they have just, you know, a checklist that you need to check off these fucking boxes.
Yep.
You know, we're posh people. I mean, right. I'm going to say it, you know, you live in a major metropolitan city. Like you're going to, obviously you think you work probably a decent job or you mm-hmm. have a career or whatever. And so I don't know. I feel like people are just not free enough here to like see that there are a billion people you could date. I don't know. And then I think it's like also people who really want to date, who are looking to like start a family or whatever. Like, yeah, totally. Go to a smaller town because I think those people are more serious about it here.
Right.
I guess there's a, you know, I'll use your favorite term. There's like a spectrum of dating, right? Like where people just want to fuck. People want to casually date. People want a relationship. Like, so I think in New York, you'll probably get more people who just want to like hook up.
Definitely. The hookup culture is real. I see your point. There is so many people and I find it hard that people don't find, there's not more options.
Yeah. Like,
and everybody says, well, try to go on a date with them. They have nothing to say. They're not interesting. They're just a flop.
Or say yes to events and go with friends to birthday parties or go to a bar with your girlfriends or whatever. I do think it's not only online. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to just meet people online. I think you got to say yes to more.
I agree. And I also think the most I see people find dates or friends of mine, and I'm like, where'd you guys meet? It's always now Hinge. Like, they're always say Hinge.
Spoken by two women who have boyfriends.
Mind you, okay.
There was a time when I was not dating in New York City and I was single. You know what I mean?
Being single is fun, though, until you've been single for too long. And then you're like, okay, this is over. So I can imagine being at an absolute desperate point and being like, seriously, what the F? Like, yeah. I could see that. So we will hear from our resident single male here, our producer, Mike.
Yeah, because when I told him New York was the worst in the world, you probably were like, finally justified.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, there's no question that it's the worst in the world.
But
I can't
imagine. Never lived in another city and dated.
That's true.
Well,
but
I guess Disney World doesn't count. Disney World's fucking...
And it was great.
Disney World's 50 on the list. They were like, come here. when you're here, you're family. No.
Disney is just one
a
old
whole
successful.
New world.
A whole new world.
Big, big hookup scene.
Yeah.
The difference was in Disney, I was 22, 23. I think
now,
the problem is that
you
dating...
You weren't even looking for anything serious.
Yeah,
anyways.
What do you think makes New York City number one worst city for dating?
I think it's all the things that you said, but I think that your spin on it is optimistic, and the reality that I'm living is that it's not.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you can walk out into your street and there's a million people everywhere is the reason to me why it is so hard.
Right.
It's because there are so many options. People... They think that they're going to do better than everybody
right.
that they meet.
That's what I was going to say.
That
yeah. they're, is if you're not
true.
At, if you're not like on the exact same plane,
yes.
yeah,
you're done.
You're going to find someone else.
Exactly. And I think that that's kind of what happens. And I think the other thing is at my age, at 35, it's harder because I think a lot of the people that are left and are still single are train wrecks.
No.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't mean train wrecks in the sense that they're like sleeping on a mattress on the floor, but I mean they're train wrecks in the sense that they are like, they're difficult people, whether mm-hmm. they're career oriented, they're not going to prioritize another person. They're very set in their ways in their own life.
Right.
There are so many you're
I will say that I do find that, especially with, I'm going to say this for you, like a lot of my single female friends who are over 30 or 35, I think have gotten to a place in their life where they're just so comfortable with
yes.
being single and like that
right.
that adding in someone else into your life, they really need to add so much positivity. Otherwise, it's like, wait, I'm going to have to compromise like
right.
my
yeah.
where I live and what I share and
yes.
space and a dresser and this
yes.
and a closet. Like, you know, it's
there's that aspect of it. And then there's just
scary.
Some people that don't have like. Like there was a woman that I was supposed to meet up with, I don't know, maybe like last month at some point. And we just were never able to figure out like a time
yeah.
in 3 or 4 weeks. It
oh.
was just like, all right, well, how about no. this week? How about this week? And then eventually this is a 38-year-old woman. She goes, eventually at some point she goes, you know what? I'm just such a mess right now. And I just don't want you to like see me like this as a mess. And like maybe this could happen in the future.
What an
and I can reach
take.
Out.
I know. I'm like, well,
honest
wow.
take. Why are you a mess? You're a 38-year-old grown woman.
She's
you're
being
gonna,
honest with you, though.
You're
going like,
just
hey,
you're going
to
just figure you're going to like now you're going to just like figure it out. You're
I mean,
gonna,
Mike, if you hit me up last week to be like, hey, Anna, let's get lunch one day this week, I probably would have been like, I can't get my shit together. Like, I can't
but it's
even
different
like.
If you and I are friends and we have a relationship.
Yes.
And you are honest with me and you're
right.
just like, you're just
I'm not
like,
well this week.
I'm not well this week. Yeah, right. Exactly.
You would totally get that.
It's very, you don't have to put yourself on a dating app. Like, if you're feeling like you're a mess and you don't want to do this with somebody,
right.
mm-hmm. instead of spending 4 weeks going back and forth over like, are we going to meet up or are we not? Just don't go on the dating app.
Yeah.
Like, don't connect with somebody. And that like, that's
because I think people also feel so pressured, you know, to be on the app. Like, they think
right.
if they're so set in their ways and they're not really going out, they're
yeah.
not meeting people socially, you know, to put themselves on the app. They're like, well, I'm trying to date. I'm mm-hmm. putting myself on an app, but. You also have to be ready to date if
right.
you're going to be on the app.
And it's fine if you're not, in my opinion. Obviously,
sure.
of course. But my issue is usually that it's just like, well, then what are you doing here?
Right.
Like, because I'm ready. I'm here. I'm trying to be serious and intentional about this. The word that we all like to use now. People are dating intentionally. I'm dating intentionally. So right. if you're not, why the fuck are you here? Yeah. Why are you wasting my time? Why are you wasting all these other people's time?
It's the Sex and the City effect.
It is, know? Anna. 100%.
Carrie Bradshaw came to New York City to find love.
Yeah.
Real love. And she didn't. You know, she did, but it didn't work out so easily, right? And I feel like so many people, like,
it is the epitome of New York. It's like, even when the man comes back and was like, I'm sorry, I freaked out, but I'm here. And she's like, fucking forget it. You already left me at the altar. Like, hold up. He's giving you a second chance. Like, what?
Yeah.
Women, I think everybody has this like idea in their head and they don't live up to it in New York, especially. And relationships also are freaking hard. Like, there's always times where you're like, I can't stand you.
They're
like,
so hard that people just at this point refuse to get into them.
I'm over it. Right.
Yeah, I think people at a certain age are just like, I don't need all that noise.
Seriously.
I don't need to meet somebody else's parents. I don't need to do whatever.
So we're
stuck here. So we're stuck. 35 plus, we're stuck.
I think when you're really happy and you're really comfortable, and if someone can come into your life that just adds, that only adds positivity in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, we're saying, relationships are hard. You're going to argue. You're going to fucking like disagree about a lot of things. But if you meet someone and they are just a pleasure for you to hang out with, and it doesn't feel like work and it doesn't feel like stress making a schedule, that's your person. You know what I mean? Like, I will quote, I'm not quoting her, but Chelsea Handler talks a lot about how, you know, especially after her breakup with like Joe Coy, which we all were like rooting for them. You know, I love her to death. And I feel like she's like, I have a career. I have a ton of friends. I have a great, you know, like, I love my life. I have a great situation. Mm-hmm. So like, if I'm going to bring anyone in, like, I just need them to, they just need to bring in happiness. Yeah. Like, I don't, you know,
that's fine.
And if it does, if they don't, like, I'm not out here stressing, like, oh, I need to meet someone because I think it's empowering for you to be able to be like, I'm single until I find someone that only brings joy to my life. Cause I like my life. I'm okay with my life. But if you're out there saying, I'm trying to date, it sucks. And you're just negative about it. And you're waiting for someone to come into your life just to settle, like just to have someone else there. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work out. Like, I
agree.
And I think so many people feel pressured to just have someone that they're putting themselves on these apps or whatever, and they're not ready or whatnot. And it's just, it's funny because you're like, wait, how could this be an issue in New York?
There's so many people.
But also, what's it like in a small town? Like, what is it like bumblefuck, you know?
You find your high school sweetheart and you marry them because you go, ain't nothing else out there for me.
Yeah, this is the best I'm going to do.
And this is it. Like,
or
this,
you find the Book of Mormon and you go hard.
Yeah, man.
You go hard. Or you just say, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
But New York, LA, and Philly are humongous cities. And I think there's just a lot of options.
It's weird. I would say LA for like what I
would think.
LA would be harder because you are really remote there. Like, you're on your own a lot. Like,
yeah. And you have to be okay with driving an hour to see somebody. And that's like a lot of effort.
Like, when I was single in New York, like, I fucking got like picked up by a guy at a smoothie. I was sitting there, my phone died. I'm having a smoothie. Next thing I know, I like went out with this person. Not that I was like, I wasn't trying to date though. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. I think when you're not actively looking, I know people say that and it sounds so fucking cliche.
Right.
I do really believe when you try less and you're not looking, like somehow the universe is like, hey,
here's a man.
Good job. You're not like,
here's a woman.
Yeah. You're not like desperate. Like, here's someone. Meet this person. I don't know.
Maybe there's a couple like string of bad dates that would just put me in a spiral and I'd be like, well, this is it.
Yeah, and that life.
Right. I know, we get those texts from Mike being like, another one fucking bites
Mike,
the dust.
I'm so sorry. I swear to God, when you meet your actual perfect person, you're going to go, it was worth it.
It was. It will be. I will say, and I've told this before on podcast and stuff, like, I met Jared when I was like literally hooking up with like three people. I wasn't even thinking about like meeting a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, I haven't like met anyone in a long time. Like, I was like, you know, I had a little list.
Yeah.
And I think keep the list.
You had a list.
Honey, I had a list. I told you I was like, the first time I was ever slutty in my life. It was really exciting for me. But then he showed up and I was like, oh, I guess I'm not going to go back to the list.
Totally. And I'm worried that I've never had the list. And I'm thinking maybe I should be in that time where I have a list.
The list was fun, you know?
The list is
you're
fun.
Like, you're like, who do I want to hang out with tonight? Yeah. Like, who could I text? And, you know, and you kind of had a little rotation, you know?
Definitely.
And they were from different parts of life.
Yep.
And I think that's honestly like why when I met Jared, like, you know, somewhere up there, they were like, okay, she can't actually sustain this. Anna's a fucking prude. Like, she's not like, she can't have sex with three guys ongoing forever. Like, let's, right, let's get her out of this mess. You know,
she needs one man here. One name on the list.
True.
Fabulous.
Anyway,
did we solve the problem why New York is so hard?
I think we kind of did.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what else was there to say?
Did you take anything positive away from it?
No, I never do.
Mike!
There is no
positive. Well, if you didn't, how will any of our listeners?
I'm telling you, until you're out there, it's like being in Vietnam.
Oh my God.
Until you're out in the jungle, you've got no idea.
Well, that's what this article says. So, you know, I'm glad you read it. Well, I'm glad we solved all of everybody's dating problems, including Mike. I feel really good about that.
I hope people feel good about dating in New York. I do watch this girl who dates a lot, and it is I like watching all of her stories. But then I'm like, when is she going to find her man? Because her content is dating. So it is always interesting. But we'll all find love in a hopeless place, as Rihanna once said.
We will. Maybe we'll do a little dating segment with Chris and Court next week. Like, you guys could write in your dating stories.
Dating fails,
dating questions, you know, and get their opinion on it. Because I know we wanted to bring them back on the show. So I think that would be a really fun.
And they've never had issues dating.
Never.
They haven't. They've been.
They've never had.
They've got men willing and ready.
Corey's waiting outside.
That's disgusting.
All right. This was our whole episode. We got really, you know, this is a therapeutic episode. We got really into it.
I liked this. Yeah.
A lot solved,
you know, and we're just solving it. The world problems one episode at a time. So
absolutely.
Go watch us on YouTube. Find us, subscribe to us, share this podcast with people. We really want to be able to like tour the country one day. So
you know. And when we say someday, we mean really soon. So, you know, we're trying to bankroll that and try to make that happen.
Okay.
We need your help. We love you. See you back here next week.
Bye.